Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, the most beautiful, it's Kim Glass.
So sweet. Thank you.
Kim, you are an Olympian.
Yes.
Tell us, what did you do at the Olympics?
Who? I mean, joking. No, I'm really just joking. No, I'm joking.
What did you do?
I played indoor volleyball for Team USA. I was one of the youngest girls on that particular team at the time, and we won a silver medal.
Yay, Kim! Wait, yeah. Stand for the audience. I just want them to see something funny.
I'm still standing.
She's still standing, still standing. I feel a little bit like a midget today. She is six foot two. Yes, and I.
You're the fun
She
size.
Picked me up, and we did a boomerang of it. It was fun.
Yes. I'm going to sit back down just
so
for the video.
So gorgeous and fabulous. Mm-hmm. So you're a fitness expert. Volleyball all-star.
Expert, always learning. Always learning.
And always taking care of your skin, yourself, your face,
I'm
your beauty.
I'm learning to take care of my skin better with you guys, actually, because before I don't think I took care of it that much. I was just using like regular soap.
That's how it is when you're 20. You can just throw your face on, use like the Dial soap on the sink, and like you don't have to do anything, right?
Yes, exactly. But and I'm not 20 anymore, so.
Little things creep up on us. So I thought it'd be fun if we did like a 5-minute little thing on ask me all your questions, everything you wanted to know. Like, what does a girl need to know as she hits her 30s?
Ooh, man.
You ask me and I'll tell you.
I would love to ask you that question. Okay, so collagen, it's a big deal, obviously. You hit 30. How much percentage is it going down each year that you're losing your collagen?
Great question. Well, by age 50, we know it's going down by 50% per year. So by in your 30s, it's definitely going downwards. So probably you're making, 20% less than you made at your peak times.
Wow.
And everything breaks down collagen, just oxidation damage, the sun, the wear and tear of everyday life, the sleeping on your face, the stressors. So you must do things to build collagen. So what's the number one thing in your 20s you should do?
Take off your makeup when you go to sleep.
That's a really good one. Wear your sunscreen. That'll probably be number two most important thing. Okay. Number three, I tell all my 20-year-olds to definitely use vitamin C serum.
Okay.
A brightening antioxidant serum. So for sun protection, for damage from ultraviolet.
Yeah. You know what I would love to ask you? I'm a personal trainer, but at the same time, a lot of people want to lose weight. I tend to find when people lose weight too quickly, their faces, they actually start to look a lot older to me. And what do you think about that? Not my clients. I'm just throwing out there in general.
It's very true. And a lot of my athlete clients look a little gaunt and a little skeletal. And you actually need your facial fat to look young and youthful.
Yeah.
So I would recommend don't do crash diets. Definitely lose weight slow, controlled. And build your muscle mass. And if you're really thin, hereditary, if your mom has got very thin features or really hollow, it's coming for you. So work on that early with collagen stimulator products like Sculptra or Radiesse, which we do as injectables.
Mm-hmm. And it looks good on there.
Yeah.
You have to worry about it. Even if you're an athlete, you can get this stuff done. It's not going to distort because you're playing around, right?
Exactly. If you're an athlete, I would argue that you understand the importance of performance and how you perform your best when you are looking your best, you're your best version of yourself, right? You have to take care of everything, internal, external.
That's
definitely
true. I noticed that you do this little Tinkerbell liquid rhinoplasty.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it looks so cute. What are people's biggest concerns about doing the Tinkerbell?
I think everybody's dying to try it. It's so popular and
it looks so cute.
It's really fun. It's definitely got to be done by very experienced hands. So you might be tempted to just go, anywhere they do nose injections, but it's super dangerous. So I just want to say, if you're an injector and you're doing that, you better know what you're doing. And I would only trust someone who is comfortable with the anatomy to the extent that they've operated on noses before personally. Yeah. And I think you have to know the underground architecture so well that you can see it with your mind's eye and you can just, I really use filler like a cartilage graft. So I'm building beautiful contours, but the results are so beautiful.
I want to ask you, what do you think about the standards of beauty that they have? I don't know what it's called, but when they're your face should be symmetrical here. Do you think that that's what dictates
real
beautiful
beauty. Yeah. You know how they had this thing article in the Daily Mail that Bella Hadid was the most beautiful face on the planet because she's so symmetrical? I do think she's one of my beauty muses and I love her. But I don't think symmetry makes beauty. They've done a lot of studies now that show that symmetry, actually too much symmetry, is not as attractive.
Kind of gets boring a little bit, right?
It does. So we kind of we go for symmetry in plastic surgery. We try to achieve it.
Yeah.
But if you're asymmetric, you're actually going to be a little more beautiful. So yay. All of us asymmetric people. Yay.
What happens when we don't take our makeup? Because I'm so guilty of this. Yes. Like, of just falling asleep because I want to look cuter when I wake up in the morning. So I'll, especially if someone's there. So what happens, like, to our face if we don't, if we consistently, like, don't take off our makeup before we go to sleep?
Do you know how much pollution gets trapped just from daily life? Like, the particulate smog and matter that's in the air. Not only does that hit your skin, but it gets embedded in makeup. And then the oils, just like oil sitting out, can get rancid. So you get that rancid oil in your pores with some chemicals, with some colorants. It's just awful.
Wow.
So, I mean, get you a guy that doesn't care what you look like in the morning and says, you look beautiful.
Hey, you're beautiful regardless. And you're like, you're lying, but I love you still. Yes, that's awesome. Yeah, okay, what about...
So do you remove your makeup?
My sister has skin lupus, for instance. Wow. And she gets dry patches, like a little bit on her face, and she tries to stay out the sun. Do you, like, have any remedies to help with the smoothing of that and the coarseness of the skin and the face?
Definitely. So oils and facial oils and skincare that has extra lipids. There's a big push, especially because it's winter, to use more products that are rich emollients. So with squalene, with lipids like real cholesterol, those really improve the topical barrier layer of the skin. Because your skin actually gets more problems when it's so dry that you get little micro cracks and fissures, and then bacteria gets in. So use hydrating serum, like my hyaluronic acid serum is terrific if you don't want a lot of oil. Awesome. It's really good. Yeah, but also you can use fats with lipids, really dense lipid layers. Ceramides, peptides, lipids are your friends.
So if someone says, like, hey, I don't want to invest, or I'm scared that I can't afford, you know, high-end products, is there something that they can do? Like, is it holistically? Is it, you know, that they can go buy? Like, they can just go look up lipids? Like, how does that work? You know what I mean?
I mean, be careful, because I think in your 20s, you can go shop at Target. You can go to Sephora. And I think in our 30s and 40s, you get a little more spending money. You think you're doing yourself a favor by going to Nordstrom's and getting, like, La Mer and these brands. But they're really not good active ingredients. You are spending a lot of money on brand name and advertising, and you definitely should seek out physician strength ingredients. And, like, I try to make my line super affordable.
Yeah.
But if you're at home and you're really wanting to do DIY, you can certainly do, like, certain oils like olive oil and coconut oil. But we don't want to go overboard. I see so many people, like, dousing themselves in coconut oil. And it's, like, it's very bad for the pores. It really plugs, and it's not
so
good.
I think that's what Cardi B recently said.
Yeah.
She said that she puts, like, some type of, like, oil all over her face. And I was like, that might be dangerous.
You can do oil where you, like, once a week I'll put coconut oil in my hair. Mm-hmm. I'll, like, apply it or put it in a tub that you soak in.
Right.
But then you're going to want to wash it off at, like, short-term application, not long-term. Like, let me cook in oil and let it soak in until my pores are all plugged. That's not appropriate. Do exfoliating things, too. Like, they're natural acids that you can find in lemons and, like... you know,
but not like St. Ives or something. It's really harsh.
Yeah, no apricot scrub. Yeah. All of our esthetician friends don't like apricot scrub.
Okay, that's
but light
cool.
Exfoliation is always going to be helpful. And then gentle moisturization.
Gentle moisturization. I like that. Now, Dr. K here has a really awesome mother. You've come
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mom. She's come from a whole line of, like, family, like, just geniuses in her family. So... can you tell me about that? Like, what made you want to become a doctor? You know, like,
I love how you're interviewing. You're so good. You just, like, picked right up. Man. She's a good interviewer. Well, I love anatomy. I love science. I actually really wanted to be a writer and an artist.
Oh, wow.
And
you are still an artist.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My mom was like, you can be an English major, but how are you going to pay the bills? Like, what are you going to really do? Like, so she really wanted me to get a science-based kind of job where, you know, you... classic Indian mom and dad have to do something.
She wasn't,
like,
wrong.
Lawyer, doctor, engineer. So as a first generation kid, that's kind of what I was. I loved science anyway, so why not? And then I'm a good writer on the side. So
really,
yeah.
That's awesome. It's good to know.
So I double majored.
She goes right
pre-med
my book.
And English, and then I took lots of art classes. So don't let anybody tell you not to do your dream. Just you know, you kind of modulate. You decide. It's very true. Like, you guys out there in your 20s, you're going to college, getting degrees where, I don't know, sometimes what you do with the communications, psychology, like, some of these degrees are harder to get jobs.
Yeah.
So think about it, because you want to be able to do why do you get a job? For freedom to do the things you really want to do.
That's true,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's freaking awesome. Yeah. You're a badass. Ooh, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're allowed okay. to say that.
All right, awesome. She is yeah. badass.
And you look really glowy because Jane just did a facial on you.
I just got a facial, and I also got ultrasound, like tightening on my skin.
She's not wearing a drop of makeup, and it looks like no filter right now.
Nope.
Looks so
and
good.
And it looks like it. So, you know what's funny? I was just at Bungalow in Santa Monica uh-huh. on Saturday, and this guy walks up to me, and he goes, what do you, I don't know if he's hit on me or not, but I don't think he was, but he was like, what do you do with your skin? You have really nice skin. Huh. And then I just thought that was really interesting. It's like a guy never asked that, but now you guys
That's
know.
That's a good pickup line,
You're welcome.
Voice.
It didn't work. He looked like he was 12.
What did you think of doing the Xeomin for your forehead today? We did yes. a version of Botox called Xeomin, and I told Kim it's very pure. Don't you think more people should know about that?
I think everyone should know about it because I know the first time I ever got Botox, I didn't know. I wasn't with her, and I had no idea. And then one of my good girlfriends was saying like all these different types, and I'm like, I don't know what's what. And I think everyone's kind of confused. You just hear Botox and you want to go get it done.
Yeah.
And so the cool thing about her is you ask her any question and she'll school you on it because she wants to like really empower her clients to understanding the knowledge yeah. behind what they're doing.
We got four toxins on the market right now. So sometimes it's a little confusing. So if you're not sure, just ask. They're all safe. They're all FDA approved. They're all great. However, like if I had to pick, I pick Xeomin because it's less accessory junk proteins. And it gives you the wrinkle relaxation with 10 times less junk. So I don't know why I would you pick anything else. Yes. So that's what we tried today. So yes. there are lots of products out there. Make sure you do your homework and choose the one that's right. Because yep. some people like Coke, some like Pepsi. We're not going to criticize, but just
all
do
junk.
Your homework. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, don't put it.
There's no junk in my forehead, baby. Might be some junk in my trunk, but not my forehead. You see?
What do you say to those haters out there who are like critiquing or saying that, you know, why are you doing anything? You're so beautiful already. I can already tell the comments like she's so beautiful. She doesn't need anything.
I get it. I love it. But we're all human. We all have our own things about ourselves, especially women, that bother us. And I think if you can control the things that you can control, and as long as you're doing it for you and the right reasons, and it's not for someone else, then go do it. Make yourself happy. You only live once. So, you know, I'm about it. I mean, I think I was a skeptic when I first heard about Botox years ago. And yeah. I can't lie about that. I had no idea what it was. I was just like, oh, these people walking around like deer in headlights. And that's because, one, I saw bad work. But, two, I didn't get it. And yeah. I've gotten older. And I get in my forehead. And it makes me feel better and younger. Which in a couple days,
Wait for a couple days.
Exactly.
What's your advice out there for women to get more confidence? Because you joined the volleyball team as an mm-hmm. amateur. You didn't even know how to play volleyball.
Yep.
And then here you went all the way to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Did you feel those feelings of like self-doubt, imposter syndrome? Like how do us normal girls who are not so amazing and
you're
fabulous
<You're sweet. laughs>
like you, how do we have confidence? Because life is very intimidating.
I would have to say that it was definitely like self-talk and recognizing when I wasn't being great to myself. And I did it a lot. I mean, I started out playing volleyball and I started out being really horrible. And I was playing with girls that were so
amazing.
Much better than me.
And they're all like blonde, blue-eyed, amazing.
Yep, exactly.
California babes.
Seriously. And I'm coming from Pennsylvania. And I remember one day they wanted me to stay for USA and train with the older girls. And I called my mom and I was like, hey, mom, like they want me to stay and train with the youth national team. And she was like, that's awesome, Kimmer. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, what? Why do you sound like that? And I'm like, well, because like everybody's talking about me. And she goes, well, how do you know that, Mike? Because so-and-so, I'm not gonna say who, told me. And she goes, well, what are they saying? And she was saying like, they don't know why I made it because I suck. And she was like, well, why would they say that? And I was like, because mom, I suck. I just wasn't as good as everybody else. And I just looked athletic. And then she goes, well, maybe they see something in you that you don't see in yourself. And that stuck with me because obviously they did. The only thing you know how to do in life is to be open to learning, be an open book, work hard. And honestly, with volleyball, I faked it till I made it. I saw the people that I admired in my craft, in my field. I tried to do the things they did and perfect that. Mm-hmm. It probably looked like I had more confidence a lot of times than I actually did. But I grew that confidence just by knowing that I had that muscle memory of practice and knowing that I did it ahead of time, you know? Mm-hmm. When it comes to my body, I think we still have little things that we don't like. I don't like my feet, you know what I mean? Like things like that. But really, as I'm getting older, I just really say, like, you know what, Kim? Stop saying that to yourself, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you're not getting any, like, you wouldn't talk to your friend like that to uplift your friend. Mm-hmm. So don't talk to yourself like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. It's just catching yourself in those moments and say, all right, next time I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Catch your inner voice. Edit it. Mm-hmm. Edit it. Edit it. It's
powerful.
Edit it. Yeah. Talk to yourself in a good voice because your brain remembers that.
It totally does. And then your body reacts.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always surprised how many people sit in the chair and tell me, I hate this. I hate that. I'm mm-hmm. so ugly. I'm like, no, you're beautiful. I see the beauty. You have to see your own beauty.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I even write it down if I have to.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm like, I am this. I am
that. That's so good.
I do it sometimes because sometimes, you know, just flowing through life, you forget. It's so easy to pick out all the things. But I'm 6'2.5". I got lucky, okay? I have a size 11 foot. Who cares if my feet aren't that cute? You know what? Going to get me a boyfriend that doesn't care how cute my feet are. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because at this point, I don't either. So control the things you can control. Do it for you, no one else, and talk nicer to yourself.
That's a really good message. So mm-hmm. be good to yourselves. Yeah. Be thankful. Be thankful for what we have.
Yes.
And realize that all of us out there that look like, okay, you're so impressive, we're doing all these things, we all have self-doubts.
We all
do. I also really have to coach myself every time I get up there to go give a lecture or come in the room. Like, you have to be the confidence.
You have
become
to.
Become the confidence.
That's true.
It's a hard lesson.
Doubt kills the soul. The things you want to change, come see Dr. K.
And come see Kim. She's an amazing fitness trainer. So follow her at It's Kim Glass.
Yeah.
And she is so motivating. Every time she comes, we have a great time.
Yes.
So come and visit.
Thanks for having me, Dr. K.
You're the best.
You're the best.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on iTunes, Spotify, and all the places where podcasts are heard. It's called Beauty Bites, and it's all my secrets. And it's so fun. These days, you can't be on your screen all the time. So when you're taking a shower, grocery shopping, driving, listen in and learn. Bye, beauties.